Hey, what do you know? Do you know enough to pass the citizenship test given to immigrants applying for U.S. citizenship? Okay, here's a question for you. What are two rights of everyone living in the United States? My guest today is Sergio Flores, an attorney for the city of Auburn. Hi, Sergio.
Hi, thank you for having me here.
Oh, yes. So can you help us answer those questions?
Most definitely. One of the rights that we have is the freedom of expression. Another one is the freedom of speech, which we are exercising right now.
Absolutely. Isn't that great?
Yes.
So I have other questions. I mean, these are part of the Bill of Rights, which is the first 10 amendments. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. And so reading through them, I had some questions. Okay. So the definition of peaceably assembling. There's actually still an Amendment 3 about in times of peace, no soldier shall be quartered in any house without the consent of the owner, nor in time of war, but in a manner to be prescribed by law. So I have that question. And then the whole question about an impartial jury to have a speedy trial. So there's all these other questions I have, but actually, we don't have time for that. We'll have to address that later. What I would like to talk about is about your career. Right now, you're an attorney for the city of Auburn. So what do you do there?
That is correct. And I think all those questions that you posed are very interesting. And I hope that I come back another time and help you answer them because, I'm interested myself. Well, I am a prosecutor. I'm a city prosecutor in the city of Auburn, and I've been there for about a year and a half. But before that, I was a city prosecutor for the city of Tacoma.
Oh, okay.
So I would go into Tacoma Municipal Court every day and represent the city of Tacoma.
Oh, wow. So a lot of good experience there.
Yes, many years of experience, direct experience in the Tacoma Municipal Court.
Yes. So you are a candidate now for the Tacoma Municipal Court.
Yes, for position number 3 in the Tacoma Municipal Court. There are 3 positions in the Tacoma Municipal Court, and currently 2 of those positions have an open seat, which means that the incumbent is retired or is not running for the position.
Oh, okay. So this is a good opportunity for you.
Yes, it is. Yeah. It is a great opportunity.
So tell me about your work in Auburn. I mean, there's something about a community court there that you helped establish.
Yes. So let me tell you about how I got to Auburn, because I think that's really important to illustrate the importance of a community court.
Okay.
I was a city prosecutor for the city of Tacoma for 4 years. And as a city prosecutor, my job is to talk to the victims of crime. So I talk to a lot of business owners. I talk to community members and neighbors. I talk to people who were unhoused. I talk to people who are dealing with mental health and substance use disorder. And many of these individuals had been victims of local crime. And they were also frustrated by the response to crime in the city of Tacoma. They felt that, one, there was not accountability for those committing crimes, but they also felt that there was no compassion. They felt that people were being criminalized without providing them with the therapy or the resources they needed so they wouldn't go back to the streets and commit those crimes again. And so I was also frustrated because I did not like the idea of filing charges against an individual because they were committing crimes in order to survive without providing them with the resources that they need.
Oh, my God. I'm so happy to hear you say that. You know, there's just so much, they talk about, rising crime, but they don't talk about the cause.
Absolutely. And it's so critical to talk about the cause because as a prosecutor, I don't meet people who are maliciously committing crimes. I meet people who are committing crimes because out of necessity, because these are crimes of poverty. And so I wanted to make sure that as a prosecutor, I found a way to address those root causes. And I was asked to come to the city of Auburn and start a community court. And what a community court is the therapeutic court, but what it does, it allows individuals who are charged with a crime to engage in a program that is about 6 to 12 months long. And part of that program, they get to be interviewed by a social worker, and that social worker determines what are the needs of this individual. What is making them get to situations where they are being arrested or committing crimes? And during that interview, we discover that the root cause of these issues tends to be income inequality, you know, poverty. It tends to be mental health issues, tends to be substance use disorders, tends to be very small things that a lot of us, because we are privileged, we don't consider, but they're simple enough, such as getting them an ORCA card so they can get from point A to point B, so they can meet their appointments, make their appointments, or get to their jobs on time. And so through this process, we identify their needs and we create a contract with the person. And the contract is between the city and the person. And it says, if you do these things in the next 6 months, and if you come to community court every week and we check in, then at the end of those 6 months, your case will be dismissed.
So that's nice. Wow. What a step forward.
Yes, I think it's definitely very innovative. It's a very innovative and humane way to address local crime and to address the needs of individuals who are being criminalized. And one of the amazing things about community court in Auburn is that we've seen that many of these individuals are able to end their program with more stable housing. The majority of them are suffering from housing insecurities. They're either unhoused or they don't have permanent housing. And one of the goals of community court is make sure that when they finish the program, they have more stability in their lives. And most of the time, making sure that they have a stable home is the most critical and important thing that we can do in community court.
How would you bring that concept into the Tacoma Municipal Court?
What I want to do is work with the current judge, Judge Henke, and the judges that are the next judge that's elected in the other position, and create a similar approach to community court in Tacoma. I am the only candidate for judge right now who has the experience of starting a community court from the beginning and developing it. So I know the challenges that comes with that. One of the biggest challenges in creating a community court is making sure that you have the support of the community from all levels of the community. You want to make sure you have the support of the mayor, the city council, the business owners, the neighbors, defense counsel, the prosecution, the judges. Everyone has to be on board. That's a key to a successful community court. And I know I have the experience to do that because I've spent 15 years as a public servant working in different areas of government and different organizations. And one of the things that I pride myself is that I am good at bringing people together and making decisions and working with different types of individuals to achieve a common good. And that was one of the ways that I was able to help the Auburn Community Court get started. And so the way that I want to help get the Tacoma Community Court started is by continuing to engage with all our community members, all the people who believe in my message and of my campaign, which is that of accountability, compassion, and equity, and have them help us create the first community court in Tacoma. The Tacoma Municipal Court received a grant last year to explore and establish a therapeutic court. And I know that Judge Henke at this moment is working to try and move that along. I think that she's excited to have new judges come and help her because right now she is leading the way. So I am ready and excited to help, and I hope that I get elected so that I can have the privilege to help the city of Tacoma have its first community court, because It is a compassionate and equitable, as well as a way to hold people accountable, way to address the issue of the crime that is occurring in the city of Tacoma.
Wow, that's so amazing.
I was just going to tell you more about the reasons that I'm so passionate about community court and therapeutic court as a prosecutor. And that has a lot to do with my personal background and my story. Mm-hmm. I was born in a small rural town in Mexico, and I grew up there until I was 10 years old. And I clearly remember the day that my life changed as a 10-year-old, because my parents came into my room and they told my sibling and me that we needed to pack a bag because we were leaving to the United States the next day. Very sudden. And, you know, I was uprooted from everything I had known for 10 years, my friends, my family, my culture, my language. And I ended up, a few weeks later, my family and I ended up in Woodinville, Washington. And that's how I got to this area. And honestly, it was very difficult for a 10-year-old who did not speak the language and did not have, my family was poor. We didn't have resources. We didn't have a house. We were jumping from one friend's house to another until we were able to get permanent housing. So all of that experience really shaped who I am and who I became. That experience led me to eventually go to college one day. I started at a community college where I met other people who were very similar to me, who had dreams about continuing with their education and getting a degree. And it was that fueled me to eventually get a law degree and become a lawyer. And so I like to say that because as an attorney, as a prosecutor, you know, I'm not a prosecutor that is out there trying to be punitive for the sake of being punitive. I try to use my role as a prosecutor to find opportunities for people to get the resources, get the therapy, the rehabilitation that they need in order to have a better life, because I understand the challenges that people have, because I face it myself. My family face those challenges too.
You've been there.
Yes.
Yeah. So going back to the very first question, since you were born in Mexico, did you take the naturalization test?
I did.
Oh, cool.
I did. And
so what was that like?
Well, it was not as scary as I thought it was going to be. But the reason that is because at the time I took the test, I was also going to college to get my degree in political science. So I knew a lot of the questions, but luckily they also give you 100 sample questions of what they could ask you. So I studied them. My mom was also studying to take the test. And we studied them together. My mom's English is very limited, so it was very difficult for her to study the questions. She worked really, really hard. And we went and took the test together, and I passed the test, and my mom did not pass her test. And she was heartbroken. I was heartbroken because I know how hard she had studied. And she went back and studied some more, and she went back maybe 3 months later, and she passed her test and became a U.S. citizen, which was such a joyous moment for all my family.
Well, you know, I suspect the first time that she failed the test, at that point, she probably knew more than many of the U.S. citizens that are born here.
She definitely knew a lot about U.S. history and government. So perhaps, yes.
Wow, this is fascinating. So I'm wondering what challenges you might foresee being a judge as opposed to being a prosecuting attorney.
Well, I think the biggest challenge I foresee is that as a judge, you have to make decisions that impact people's lives. And so having that power and responsibility, I think, can be challenging. Mm-hmm. But because I've been a prosecutor, prosecutors have a lot of discretion also a lot of power and responsibility. You know, we have to review police reports and determine whether we want to file a criminal charge or not based on the evidence. And also based on our discretion, we have to look at cases and determine whether they're strong enough to go to trial. We have to review cases and make an offer of how to resolve those cases. So in certain ways, I already have experienced some of the processes that a judge undertakes to make decisions. So I feel lucky about that, and I feel prepared, and I feel that I would be ready to at least go through some of those processes on day one. However, I am looking forward to learning so much more of what it takes to be a judge while I'm in that position.
Is there anything else you would like to add?
Yes, I would. You know, another thing that I want people to understand is that our criminal legal system has not always been just and fair for everyone. In fact, recently there was a study that reported that there are racial disproportionalities in every single step of our criminal legal system. It starts from when a person of color gets stopped all the way to the sentencing recommendations, right? Throughout the process, there is this disproportionality, meaning that BIPOC individuals tend to have a negative impact more than our white counterpart. And so one of the ways that I see in addressing that equity aspect in our criminal legal system is the importance of having judges who part of that community, part of the BIPOC community. And it is important because it brings a new perspective, but it also allows people who have felt that they are not welcome in our courtrooms to be able to come in and see someone that may look like them. I think it's important. I think representation in our judiciary is very important. The judges should be able to look like the people that we represent and the people that we're serving. And so I feel that as a Latino, as an immigrant, as a person of color, as a gay man, it is important for the voters of Tacoma to understand that representation matters and that it is important to have a diverse court in the city of Tacoma. Mm-hmm. I am the only candidate in the race for Tacoma Municipal Court who is a person of color and who's also a member of the LGBT community. So I would be, if elected, if I am honored with being elected, I would be the only BIPOC and the only LGBT individual on the bench for the city of Tacoma.
That's just fascinating. I have so many more questions for you about so many different topics, you know, starting with the Bill of Rights. But we'll save that for another time. I really appreciated having you here and talking with you about this. How does someone get in contact with you if they want to help you?
Of course. Thank you for asking that. They can visit my website, which it is sergioflores4judge.com, or they can email me at peopleforsergioflores@gmail.com. They can also follow me on Instagram or Facebook at Sergio C, as in cat, Flores for Judge.
Perfect. Perfect.
Thank you.
I'm going to end with a little story about how important it is to really recognize information and the source that it's coming from.
Ted meets his friend Al and exclaims, "Al, I heard you died." Al laughs and said, "Hardly. As you can see, I'm very much alive." "Impossible," says Ted. "The man who told me is much more reliable than you." "So, who are you going to believe, me or your lion eyes?"
"I am a voter.